Catherine Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
That's why I recommend a balanced diet, including protein, fruits, vegetables, and dairy. Real milk is a simple way to get 9 essential nutrients, including 8 grams of high-quality protein. It even plays a role in some of the top diet trends. For example, if you're counting calories, you can easily swap a skim or low-fat milk for full-fat options in your latte.
So, don't ditch dairy in the new year, and learn more about milk's nutritional benefits at www.milklife.com. Again, that's milklife.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 130. Thank you for tuning into the program. Hoping you're having a great weekend so far. We have a great show planned for you this hour. And welcome, by the way, to the two new stations joining us across the U.S. Last weekend, we picked up KDIZ AM, that's Freedom 1570, in the Minneapolis-St. Paul market. And this weekend, we're now on KSCB in the Liberal, Kansas market. So welcome to those new listeners. And thank you to everyone else for tuning in. This program, Tech It Out, now airs 97 times across the country. And you may be also listening as a podcast. So however you're tuning in, thank you. And I hope you're enjoying the program. All right, I hope you're ready to geek out this hour. We're going to have some fun. In a moment from now, we're going to learn about a retro video game arcade cabinet that you can buy for the home that does more than just let you play classics from yesteryear. It's called Legends Ultimate from a company called At Games. We're also going to talk about Apple and what 2020 could look like for them when we touch base with a veteran analyst named Tim Baharin. We're also going to discuss the rollout of electric vehicle charging stations and what the near future looks like for EVs, electric vehicles, when we catch up with a company called Flow. All of this and more on this weekend's Tech It Out, powered by Asus. For those in search of incredible, I'll tell you more about Asus shortly. They, of course, make some stellar laptops and desktops, accessories, things like smartwatches, smartphones, tablets, video game gear, and a lot more. So I'll tell you more about them. But let's kick off our first interview and get our game on. Retro gamers, listen up. If you long for the days of simple 2D games like Pac-Man or Galaga and have always dreamed of owning an arcade cabinet in your home that won't break the bank, we're going to learn now about Legends Ultimate from a company called At Games. In fact, this new upgrade cabinet can do much more than just play classic games from the arcades or older consoles, as you'll soon hear with our guest, Jonathan Siemens. He's the Director of Marketing and Communications at Chizcom. That's the agency that's working with At Games. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I'm excited to talk about the Legends Ultimate.
And for full transparency, you were kind enough to lend me a cabinet to play around with over the past month, and I'm loving it. So I just want to make sure my listeners knew about that. But before we talk about Legends Ultimate, tell us about the company At Games. What have they worked on in the past?
So At Games has been around since 2001, and they're a leader in innovative, consumer-oriented, interactive entertainment products. And I know that's a mouthful, but what you may know them best for is their line of HDMI blast dongles and their flashback consoles. So there's sort of the Legends flashback, which is a sort of a Sega Genesis looking unit, and then there's the Atari flashback, which we released this year, which has that great wood grain paneling, and then there's those HDMI blast dongles that you just plug and play into your TV and feature a handful of retro classics.
Got it. All right, so they look like a little game controller, but they've got games built inside, and then you can play those classics on your TV, and they're usually limited to, like, what, up to 10 games or something, right?
Yeah, it's 10 to 12 games for those little dongles. For instance, there's a Bandai Namco one. We have one called the Adventure Blast that features some great Disney titles, and they're just really fun and easy to use, and they're really transportable, which is always nice.
Okay, so that's portable, so you can bring it to a hotel room, you can bring it to a relative's house, plug it into the TV, and play away. But now let's talk about Legends Ultimate, which is a non-portable, full-sized arcade cabinet for lovers of classic arcade games. Why is this particular cabinet a big deal? Tell us about Legends Ultimate.
Legends Ultimate's a big deal because this is the future of arcade gaming. This is the first connected arcade. This is 350 built-in games, no quarters needed. So the Legends Ultimate, like I said, is 350 built-in games and much more. It features Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Ethernet connectivity, plus we have a weekly firmware update that only enhances the functionality and the possibilities of the arcade. So the Legends Ultimate that you got in November, and I mean, as a Legends Ultimate owner yourself, you've probably seen this, is very different than the arcade now. You can pair a Amazon Fire Stick now via Bluetooth to the arcade, and we have to kind of give a shout out to our community just for coming at us with some of these suggestions and us and our dev team for putting them together.
All right. And dev, of course, development team that is continuously working on new features. But let's just break it down again, Jonathan. So this is called Legends Ultimate. It looks like a traditional arcade cabinet that you would see in an arcade. And we'll get to the controls in a moment because there's everything there, you know, the kitchen sink to play all different kinds of games. But at its core, you can play 350 built-in games. But unlike the 80s and early 90s, you can now pause games, right? Like you're a kid and your mom is calling you for dinner, you can press pause and then come back to that game of Tron if you want, correct?
Yeah, you can pause, you can rewind, and right now the functionality is not available on all the games, but we're hoping in the upcoming months with all the firmware updates, we're able to get all 350 built-in games with the pause and rewind functionality.
Right. My son, Ethan, was playing Burger Time, which was one of my favorites back in the 80s, and I didn't even realize that you could rewind, so he pressed the button when he died, and it went back in time, and he was able to redo that level without dying. Like, oh, that's sneaky. But, yeah, so I was pretty impressed with that. So it's 350 built-in games, but you can add more games as well, and I'm not talking about the Amazon Fire Stick support or anything, but can you talk to us a bit about adding more games and some of the other things you can do with this?
For sure. So the number one easiest way is through APL, which is Arcade Played Link. So I know I talked about those existing Blast and Flashback consoles before, but you can actually plug the USB or HDMI right into the arcade, which has two USB ports and two HDMI ports, and play the games right on that arcade. So if you have the Bandai Namco or the Adventure Blast, there's 10 to 12 games easily added to the arcade. Another way is through Arcade Nest. And while this is currently in beta, we're constantly adding new games to the collection, and you're able to play them using the power of the connected arcade. And our goal is to just keep rolling out new titles that are supported on the arcade. The third option is BYOG. So here's one of my favorite features, is that you're actually able to play your favorite games from publishers like Steam, Epic, Origin, Blizzard, or even stream locally from your own PC on your network.
Yeah, so it is not just a retro gaming machine. It lets you play games from 20 or 30 years ago. But what you're saying then, Jonathan, is that you can also play new games when it's connected to those computer gaming streaming services like Steam and Epic, and even wirelessly communicating with your PC. That's what you're essentially saying, correct?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You can play Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, even Fortnite if you really wanted.
Okay, and it has a built-in 24-inch screen in this arcade cabinet, and it stands at 66 inches tall. So, again, it is just like the kind of machine you would see in an arcade.
Exactly.
Cool. We're chatting with Jonathan Siemens from Chizcom. That's the agency that's working with At Games and their new Legends Ultimate arcade cabinet that has 350 built-in games, and you can add more, whether they be older retro games or newer games as well, if you use any of those services. Talk to us a bit about the controls. So as I hinted at earlier, there's joysticks, buttons, trackballs, and more, right?
Exactly. So there's two sets of arcade quality joysticks, six buttons each, two sets of spinners, which are my personal favorite. They're this rose gold color and really nicely machined, and then you get one trackball. Plus, I know I mentioned those USB ports. So for multiplayer, you're actually able to play with an Xbox One or PS4 controllers.
Oh, that's cool. In a wired fashion, not Bluetooth or anything, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't know that. So for those retro gamers listening, of course, a trackball could be used for things like Missile Command or Centipede. Dials, or as you call them, spinners, could be used in a game like Tempest, where you can go left and right, or Tron. And then, of course, buttons are used for most games. And here's a little fun fact. Two of the most popular arcade games from the 80s don't require any buttons at all, and that would be Pac-Man and Frogger. Aha. All right. Now, I understand there's also a global leaderboard for some of the games, so you can compete for high scores against others.
Yeah, there is. So right now there are global leaderboards for Burger Time, which I know you mentioned is one of your favorites.
Yep.
Tetris and Fix-It Felix Jr. with more coming. And I'm going to let your audience in on a little kind of sneak preview. For those who want to sort of compete against others online, stay tuned for February because there might be something special coming.
Okay. And with that in mind, how much does Legends Ultimate cost, and where can our listeners learn more about this cabinet?
The Legends Ultimate costs $5.99, and you can visit atgames.net/arcades to learn more. And don't forget to follow us on our social channels at Games Gaming.
Okay, at Games Gaming on social, and then at games.net/arcades. And by the way, if for those who have looked into pricing on some of these other cabinets out there that have retro games, they can be into the thousands of dollars for this kind of size and quality, not to mention all the extra things that Legends Ultimate can do. It's an awesome bit of gear. We didn't even get to the fact that you can add your own games as well on a USB, so there's a lot more to it. It's a very versatile device, so check it out for yourself. Jonathan Siemens, thank you very much for your time. Game on, brother. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
All right. You're listening to Tech It Out. When we return on this program, we're going to catch up with analyst Tim Beharin from Creative Strategies. We're going to chat all things Apple. How does this huge company look in 2020? Tech It Out is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com, ASUS. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Check It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Laura DiCarlo, CES 2019's most talked about wellness tech company, triumphantly arrived at this year's show. The company introduced the newest entries to its award-winning Ose family of biomimetic devices. Bati and Onda, the latest innovations from Laura DiCarlo, have been given highly coveted CES Honorary Innovation Awards. This marks a major shift from the company's banishment from CES 2019.
Following last year's incident having the Innovation Award rescinded and reinstated for OSA, we became change agents, initiating a critical public conversation about gender equity and creating a safer and more inclusive environment for all CES attendees.
Laura DiCarlo is the most recognized robotics company in the history of the CES Innovation Awards. Pre-sales for OSA began in late November 2019 and generated over $1 million in just 5 hours.
After learning more about our products and our mission, people have come to realize that tech-enhanced experiences can lead to a greater sense of wellness, including improved sleep, reduced stress, and better mood.
For more information, go to LauraDiCarlo.com.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. As you may or may not know, Apple became the first trillion-dollar company about 18 months ago, measured by market cap, by the way. Then they dipped a bit, hit that threshold again last fall. But hey, milestone aside, no doubt we're talking about one of, if not the hottest tech companies on the planet. But will that momentum continue? Will Apple remain as hot in 2020 as they have in years past? Or have they jumped the shark, to use a probably outdated Fonzie and Happy Days reference, for being on the downswing of success? We're joined on the line by Tim Beharin. He is a seasoned technology analyst with Creative Strategies, as well as a columnist for several prominent publications. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Glad to be with you.
All right. Now, since this is the first time you've been on the program, please tell us a bit about your work as an analyst and a columnist in the tech space.
Sure. I've been a technology analyst since 1981. And when I joined Creative Strategies, and actually was one of the first PC technology analysts in the market. So I've been covering this business for a long time. In the process, because Apple's in my backyard, I concentrated a great deal on Apple and doing analysis of them over the years. have written, you know, I don't know, hundreds, I guess, of bits of news and information and analysis over that 38 years about Apple.
Amazing. So with that in mind, how did they do in 2019 overall when it comes to sales or revenue? I'll let you choose how you want to measure their success. And how do they look in 2020?
Well, the revenue side actually was pretty good. They had a bit of a blip in revenue at the beginning of the first quarter of this year because the transition from a year ago, September, with the original 10 pluses or whatever that were introduced then, didn't take off quite the way they expected, so that the projection of how many they sold in that Christmas quarter was a little lower than the street would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
That has changed dramatically over this last year, and their numbers have continued to grow, but more specifically, not just good sales with the iPhone, which has been steady, and in this last quarter we think it's going to be a record, but their services business has been phenomenal. You put in context what Apple is doing with services alone, it's a $10 billion per quarter segment of their business now, of revenue. So by the end of this year, they'll be, the services business alone will be a $50 billion industry.
Wow. I will ask you about Apple TV Plus specifically in a couple of moments, but when you talk services, clearly you're talking about video streaming like that, music streaming with Apple Music, maybe even Apple Arcade, which is a monthly subscription service for games to play on demand.
And Apple News.
And Apple News. That's another good one, of course. So we're not just talking hardware like Macs and iPads and iPhones and AirPods, but we're talking software and services as well. And that's recurring revenue, right? When somebody subscribes to one of these services, it's an ongoing income for Apple, so that's always a good thing. But going back to hardware for a moment, rumor has it that Apple will be releasing several phones in 2020, which would be a first for them, aside from, you know, usually they have maybe two phones or something. So is that a good move if those rumors are correct, that they're going to have a variety of devices hit the market this year?
Yeah, and what we suspect is, first of all, the premium product will be their first 5G phone.
Right.
And there is tremendous pent-up interest for 5G phone, not only here, but in China and in Europe and other areas where 5G has already got a little bit of a stronghold. U.S., as you know, won't be fully built out with 5G until 2022-2023, but you've got pockets of fairly good 5G. In fact, here in the Valley, we have 5G now.
Mm-hmm.
The lower level 5G, but you know, we're still getting significant upgrade in speeds. But if you are one who travels a great deal, especially, you really want to tap into the next generation of wireless, which is 5G. There are other phones that will probably come out that continue just to support 4G, but they will have higher speed processors, better screens, etc. But yes, I think they have to have a range of phones this time coming out, because not everybody's going to want a 5G, but those who do will drive huge demand for it.
And then on the low end of the spectrum, it's no secret that Apple prides themselves in being a premium brand, but some analysts say the reason why Samsung and, depending on the market, Huawei bests Apple in market share is because there are many pockets of the world that can't afford these $1,000 plus devices, that Apple is not catering to the entry level market. But if they reintroduce the iPhone SE, dubbed the SE2, then that could also put them in a competitive space there, correct?
It could, but let's be clear. Apple never is at the low end of the market. Remember, I can go to India and some other places, and I can buy smartphones for $99 or
mm-hmm.
$120.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never be into that level. What you're talking about, even if the SE, it's probably going to be $500-$600.
Okay.
But yes, there's still a significant amount of people who that price range is attractive because they want an Apple product.
Right. It's a brand thing. And then speaking of other markets like China, Apple was hot for a couple of years and they've been very cold for the last couple of years. I don't know if that's tied to the U.S.-China trade wars or the Huawei shun, but it seems that Apple is getting hot again from what I understand, and iPhones are starting to sell again. Do you think that will continue this year?
Yeah, it will. Tim Cook has actually done a marvelous job in dealing with the tariff issue by keeping the Trump administration and others from placing them under some of those restrictive tariffs. That has helped them gain a little bit more ground. But these new phones that Apple, I think, will bring out later this year especially, will help their position in China. But let's be clear, it's even growing in China now. They've had some record numbers even in the last quarter. And when they do the earnings reports, it'll be really interesting to see what took place in China over this last holiday quarter.
We'll continue chatting with Tim Beharin from Creative Strategies when we return on Tech It Out. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right. Free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Big deals that are kind of a big deal.
That is, if you consider saving over $30 a big deal.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big deal.
Well, right now at Staples, a case of True Red Color printer paper is only $28.99. You save $31.
That's a crazy big deal.
See? I told you. All your office essentials at small prices every day, which is huge if you think about it.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 1/25/20. Valid on SKU 513-096.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Tim Beharin. He is a seasoned technology analyst with Creative Strategies. What publications do you write for again, Tim? Is it Fortune?
Well, I've written for a lot of publications, including for many years for Time and Fortune. I'm right now spending more time with Fast Company and Forbes.
Right. That's it. It was Forbes I was thinking of. That's terrific. Yeah, I read something right. You wrote the other week. I thought it was great. Let's continue the thread of hardware for a bit, and then we'll shift over to services. AirPods did, I think, surprisingly well for Apple last year, to the tune of about $6 billion in revenue
right. From
some estimates. Do you expect that momentum to continue?
I do, especially the newer headset, which is around $250. That the fact that they were able to put noise canceling into that AirPod was a game changer for them. The other AirPods were actually good, but this is really, really good. And in fact, I used it on a flight to China recently and was so surprised how good the noise cancellation worked. But I expect that to continue to grow.
I also like that they're a little bit shorter. That stick, that white stick coming out of the air is a little bit shorter, because I was always a little fussy on the design part. But I like how the new ones look much better. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they're more ergonomically streamlined.
I just read last week that in Europe, the EU may mandate that all mobile phone companies have to use the same charging cable. Apple has pushed back on that because they're the only ones with their proprietary lightning cable. Where do you think that will net out?
Well, first of all, Apple will fight that because of the way Lightning is designed to have so many different types of functions because of the way it handles input and output. Excuse me. But if let's say the EU tries to force that kind of standardization, Apple will find a workaround. It'll either be around a type of an adapter or something. But I don't believe Apple's going to give up the Lightning connection anytime soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that it would stifle innovation if they bowed to that kind of pressure, and that there's already a billion devices out there that have a Lightning cable, and that would just be a real big hit on those customers. Ironically, the EU is trying to protect consumers by saying that it's easier to have one universal. I'm sort of on the fence on that, by the way. I like my USB-C, and I wish that was a standard. It's becoming one in their Macs, but let's see if it makes it to mobile. Perhaps not. But let's end off on services, Tim. Okay, so Apple TV Plus, it launched in November, if I'm not mistaken. They've already had some critical success, at least, with programs like The Morning Show. It was nominated for several awards. Are people buying into this service? It seems like there's more hype about Disney Plus, which also launched around the same time, over Apple TV Plus, or is that not fair?
Well, but let's be clear. They're two different, very distinct services. Disney, as you know, has a family brand, and Apple has done really good in the context of keeping, you know, pornography and any other type of stuff off their system, so that they are considered also more family friendly. But if you looked at some of the shows that they have now, I mean, they're mostly R-rated, or a lot of them at least are R-rated, and edgy at the least. And, you know, I do believe that while Disney obviously could have some significant numbers, you got to be careful, because number one, Apple's in this for the long term. They're willing to put significant money. In fact, we believe that they'll put $13 billion into just programming for the Apple TV Plus this year. So they're not going to, you know, play games with this. They're in it to win, and they're going to pick up, I think, significant speed over time. And also, if you buy a new Mac or iPad or something, you know, you get it for free for a year. And once you get used to it and start getting hooked into some of their programs, you know, you're going to actually, I think, turn over that to a subscription when that year's out.
Yeah, it's a very smart move on Apple's part, because they've got the hardware base, so they might as well bundle the service and give everybody a free taste of it for an extended period of time. Okay, awesome. Tim, thank you very much for your time. As we wrap up, where can we learn more about your work? I know you mentioned you're with Forbes and Fast Company, but is there also a creative strategies site that you'd recommend?
Yeah, well, actually, our own personal blog is techpinions.com. And my son and I and Carolina from Creative Strategy and Bob O'Donnell from Technalysis and one of the gentlemen from IDC who's a good friend, the five of us do that site as well.
Techpinions.com. Love it.
Correct.
Tim Beharin, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, I haven't had Tim on this program before, even though I've interviewed him several times for publications like USA Today. So I hope you enjoyed that insight into one of the biggest tech companies on the planet, one of the biggest companies on the planet, and his perspective on where they may be going. Maybe you're an investor and that kind of information is useful to you. But Tim's usually right about all this stuff. I follow him quite closely. So it was great to have him on the program for the first time.
But he's not a one-trick pony, so we'll probably have him back to talk about other companies and get some dirt on them. Good stuff. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. This is a weekly program that looks at tech, but in plain English. You know, I'm not a big fan of a deep dive, you know, inside baseball kind of thing. In fact, you may know that my tagline is that I try to break down geek speak into street speak to demystify technology as much as I aim to celebrate it. Speaking of Apple and speaking of my approach to making sense of tech, I wrote the book, shameless plug here, but I did write the book Apple Watch for Dummies, which is doing well, thankfully, and around the world too. It's translated to several languages and distributed across the planet, so that's pretty cool. And if you like my take on tech and how I've tried to make some sense of it, if you are on social media, I'd encourage you to follow me on Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn, for example. I write a tech tip of the day, a daily little bit of advice on how to master your technology in a language you can understand. I'm on Twitter at @Mark_Saltzman. That's Mark with a C, _SALTZMAN. Tech It Out is powered by Asus. They create technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to talk about the automotive industry, and as you know, technology is changing that space as well. We're going to talk with a company called Flo, that's F-L-O, about their electric vehicle charging stations rolling out across the country. They've done a big job in L.A., but they are in other markets as well, also across Canada. And we're going to hear what's different from them opposed to other EV charging stations and how they're looking to really change the game for those who do own an EV or for those who are thinking about picking up an electric vehicle. So stay tuned to Tech It Out. We'll be right back with Flo on the Radio America Network.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. A common complaint for women who've undergone breast cancer treatment is lymphedema, or swelling in the arm on the side of the breast cancer surgery.
About 25% of women will develop lymphedema if they have that full axillary lymph node dissection, that main group of lymph nodes removed from the armpit on the side of the breast cancer.
According to Dr. Judy Bowie, there's a much lower rate of lymphedema with sentinel lymph node surgery, where instead of removing all the lymph nodes, just the first few lymph nodes draining the breast
breast are removed to evaluate for the presence of cancer.
Just being less invasive and doing the right amount of surgery.
Dr. Bowie led a population-based study which showed that lymphedema is associated with the use of chemotherapy and radiation, as well as with axillary surgery. She says the study also highlights the ability to identify at-risk patients and discuss possible lymphedema prevention and treatment strategies. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. If you saw any of the vehicles unveiled at the recent LA Auto Show or even the Consumer Electronics Show, you'll no doubt notice that vehicles coming down the road are in fact EVs or electric vehicles. And there are some innovations in related businesses too, like EV charging stations, as you'll now hear with our guest, Travis Allen. He's from Flo, that's F-L-O. Travis, by the way, is VP of Public Affairs, General Counsel, and member of the executive team as well. Welcome to the show, Travis.
Well, thank you for having me, Mark. It's great to be here.
Sure. Now, before we talk about Flo, how are EVs doing today? Kind of high level. Are they in fact selling? Because if you look at the cars that are being unveiled for the future, most of them are EVs. But what about today?
Yeah, it's a very interesting time right now for electric vehicles. And certainly if you were looking around CES, you saw some pretty exciting electric and autonomous concept models there. But even in the real world, we're starting to see many more electric vehicles on the road and in people's garages. So what's interesting is there's a bunch of folks who, you know, their full-time job is basically predicting auto trends or the percentage of electric vehicles that will be sold compared to traditional internal combustion engine vehicles. Year after year, those guys have to basically redo their forecasts because they're consistently seeing higher than expected sales. So it's a very, very interesting time to be in and around the EV space. And many people are now predicting that somewhere between 2022 and 2024, electric vehicles are basically going to hit what they call price parity, meaning that it costs the same as a typical internal combustion engine. And it's expected that that would even be an even higher driver because EVs are already cheaper to operate and have a lot of performance benefits, but at that point, they may also be cheaper to buy. And so we're expecting that, you know, we may go from 3 to 7% of sales, depending on the state you're in the United States, up to 30 or even 40% sales somewhere in the middle of this decade. So it's an exciting time.
And it's a win-win, right? So you're buying a car that isn't breaking the bank. Even Teslas have more affordable models to choose from. You've got amazing performance and other bells and whistles, extended range, which you're not getting that range anxiety much anymore. You have a quiet ride, and it's better for the environment. Never putting gas in your car again as well. So, I mean, there's really a lot of advantages to EV. So I'm excited about the pickup on those. So talk to us about the work Flo is doing in the U.S., starting with L.A. We're talking about charging stations here.
Yeah, so we launched in the United States actually last year, and some of our deployments they're spread out across the U.S., but we have had some pretty exciting results in Southern California, particularly in Los Angeles, where we worked with the Bureau of Street Lighting to start installing what are called level 2 charging stations on street lamps in Los Angeles. And there's a couple interesting things about that particular project. So the first one is that they're being installed on street lamps because the city of LA made a pretty bold decision to replace traditional street lighting with LEDs, which have a lower electricity draw. And so by making that investment, they kind of save money, first of all, because they're cheaper to power, but then they also had some extra electrical capacity. And so they asked us if we could put together a kind of a modified station for Los Angeles so that they could use those for EV charging purposes, meaning that you end up kind of getting a two-for-one. You've got the streetlight, but then you also have the you know, useful piece of charging infrastructure right there where people happen to be parking.
Interesting. So I watched one of the videos online, and it looked like they were sort of curbside. So do you pull over in a spot, or are you still on the road in order to take advantage of these charging stations?
Yeah, so it depends where you deploy them, but typically a curbside station is used where you would have people doing street parking anyway. So the whole idea is to meet people, yeah, where they're parking.
Okay. So, because I like the convenience of that. You know, you've got maybe a charging station at home, and I know some people don't even have one at home. They have one at the office, which is great because that's where they spend, you know, a good 8 hours or more of their day. So, but in this case, this is like those charging stations that already exist, but these are just designed to be more convenient. Does it not deliver as fast of a charge compared to those, like, what did you call it, tier two kind of charging stations compared to tier one?
That's a great question. And this is such, there's so much industry jargon, unfortunately. Although I have to say, once you start driving an EV, it becomes a lot clearer. So these stations, you're right, are level one stations. And that means that they use 140 volts, and that's pretty much your normal charging station. So that's the kind of power that you would use at home. It's the kind of power you'd likely use at work. How long you need to spend at it really depends on, first of all, how depleted your battery is, and second of all, how big your battery is. So the way that we see, so we run one of the largest networks in North America, and what we see is that people tend to approach EV charging kind of the way that they approach cell phone charging. So if you think about how you probably charge your cell phone, you might plug it in at night. You might also plug it in at your desk, just to keep your battery relatively full. And that's likely what people will be doing with a lot of these stations. So maybe they're going in to visit a local store or a restaurant, and they happen to have a flow station nearby, so they're probably going to go and just top up their battery a bit. It's not that it's fully depleted.
Right. We just need to hit pause for a moment, but we'll continue chatting with Flo when we return.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Winter wind and cold can wreak havoc on your skin, making it dry and uncomfortable. But using a 24-hour moisturizing body lotion every morning can be an effective way to help keep your skin healthy throughout the season.
One way to combat winter dryness is to apply a moisturizer right after you get out of the shower when your skin is still damp. This also helps to lock in hydration. I recommend using moisturizing products that are gentle, long-lasting, allergen-free, and less likely to irritate your skin.
For more information, go to RemedyDerm.com. Available at Amazon and select CVS stores.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
We're We're chatting with Travis Allen. He's from Flow, a VP of Public Affairs and General Counsel for the company that is now starting to deploy EV charging stations across the U.S. Before the break, I was asking if the Flow EV charging stations were as powerful as some of the other ones out there. That is, do you have to wait longer to charge them up? And you were explaining that, no, it is the typical sort of speed that you would expect and the amount of power that you may have in something at home or something in the office. You were saying that it's probably not going to be fully depleted since these are curbside, so you already have some juice in the battery, if you will, and you just need a bit of a top-up. That's I believe, what you were saying before the break.
Yeah. In that case, they may only need like a 15 or 20-minute charge. Some people were starting to find, particularly in Montreal, which has a very advanced network of these, people will actually use it as a substitute if they live in an apartment or a condominium and they can't actually charge at home. We're finding that people are increasingly starting to use these at night to be a sort of a substitute for home charging. So it sort of depends, yeah.
Okay, so depending on the size of the battery, depending on how depleted it is, it could take a few minutes to much longer, so you want to sort of plan around that. I get that. Does it work with all EVs? I mean, a dumb question, but like from the Nissan Leaf all the way up to a high-end Tesla?
Yeah, not a dumb question at all. So our stations are designed to work with all major models of electric vehicles on the road today. Not all networks are open like that. So we have what we would call like a public network, which means it's for everybody that drives an EV. And a level two station can be used from the cars with the really big batteries all the way down to what are called plug-in hybrids, which are the ones that have a combination of gas and battery. Works on all.
Got it. A hybrid. Yeah. And how much does it cost on average to charge up your battery?
Right. So that, again, depends on the station you're using and the state of charge. The ones in Los Angeles that we were talking about a moment ago, those are $2 an hour to charge. So it's a really low cost. And, you know, if you were fairly depleted with a typical EV, you might charge for 3 to 4 hours. But oftentimes we find people are only using them for 1 or 2 hours. So, you know, you're talking $2 to $4, pretty inexpensive.
And if it doubles as a parking spot, that charge is separate. You're paying for parking regardless.
Yeah, depending on where it's deployed. Yeah.
So it's not like it's one price to park and charge up.
No, although there are cities where that happens.
Oh, cool. And what are your expansion plans like? I mean, again, I focused a lot of my research on your work in the Los Angeles area, but how are you looking at 2020 across the country?
Yeah, so 2020 is going to be a big year for, I think, everybody in our industry. Going to be a lot of increased public charging that's going to happen because of the basically large increase in electric vehicle sales, particularly driven by Tesla and their Model 3, but also by a number of the big traditional global automakers that are now starting to bring their EVs to market.
Right.
So we'll be focusing a lot on both coasts of the United States. We have really exciting projects to announce also curbside and in New York City and in other places across the U.S. So you're going to start seeing more Flow logos around, particularly if you drive EVs. And I think in general, the increased consumer interest in EVs is going to lead to a lot more public infrastructure because policymakers know that mm-hmm. investing in, you know, good quality, reliable stations is a to help people who might be concerned about range. It tends to be associated with higher EV adoption once the stations are in. So yeah, there's a lot coming.
All right. Thank you so much, Travis. Where can we learn more about Flow?
Yes, the best place is to go to flow.com, which is our website, and you can also download the Flow app for free on Apple and also on the Google App Store. What's kind of cool about that is it's free, so you can actually download it and take a look at where the stations are and sign up with no cost and kind of get a sense of what it's like to actually be an EV driver and charger.
Travis Allen, thanks so much for your time. Good luck with your expansion plans this year. Very exciting. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this weekend's new Tech It Out program. We spoke with Flo about their EV charging stations, Tim Beharin about Apple in 2020, and At Games about the Legends Ultimate Arcade Cabinet for the home. Tech It Out is powered by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Speaking of radio, I'm recording this show right now on an ASUS ZenBook Flip S, which is one of their sleekest, thinnest laptops. Really cool stuff. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. I appreciate you tuning in. Feel free to leave a review if you're listening to the podcast version, and drop me a line if you ever have tech questions at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's MarkSaltzman.com. Bye-bye for now.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The Senate was in a rare Saturday session this morning as President Trump's lawyers opened their impeachment trial defense. They accused Democrats of striving to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
The president's lead attorney, Pat Cipollone, ended his opening remarks with a question.
If you were really interested in finding out the truth, why would you run a process the way they ran?
President Trump's personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, continued that thought.
Disagreeing with the president's decision on foreign policy matters or whose advice he's going to take is in no way an impeachable offense.
The president's team says House Democrats have not accused the president of an actual crime.
Bernie Bennett reports the impeachment trial takes Sunday off and resumes Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Bernie says that the Democratic presidential nominees or presidential wannabes, that is, are taking the weekend off to travel to Iowa for some last-minute campaigning this weekend. President Trump signed a funding bill to protect houses of worship and other nonprofits from terrorist attacks through target hardening and enhanced security measures. At a White House East Room event last night with a gathering of mayors, the president says recent attacks on houses of worship make clear the need for tolerance and funding for better security.
In the face of attacks on synagogues, mosques, and churches in our community, something that is just so horrible, we must work together to reject the monstrous evils of anti-Semitism and anti-religious bigotry.
The Securing American Nonprofit Organizations Against Terrorism Act appropriates $75 million a year for the next 5 years to fund security measures to protect houses of worship and other nonprofits from terrorist attacks. The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey yesterday up now to 29 as rescue teams continue searching the rubble of collapsed buildings for survivors. More analysis and news at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now, like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
President Trump unveiled the logo for the new U.S. Space Force.
Writing on Twitter, the president said he had consulted with military leaders and designers before presenting the blue and white symbol, which features an arrowhead shape centered on a planetary background. It also features the words United States Space Force and Department of the Air Force. Observers have noted that the Space Force logo is similar to the Starfleet Command logo from Star Trek. The logo also has similarities to that of Air Force Space Command, from which Space Force was created. Greg Clugston, Washington.
LSU coach Ed Orgeron agreed to a new contract extension worth more than $7 million a year and runs through the 2026 season. The new 6-year agreement comes on the heels of the Tigers' 15-0 national championship season concluded earlier this month with a 42-25 win over Clemson in the national title game. News and analysis at townhall.com. The first marijuana shops in Alaska where customers can partake on site have gotten approval, putting them on the leading edge nationally.
Visions for the spaces range from a living room feel to a brewery-style tasting room with a TV to watch football games. Zoning and ventilation requirements and restrictions on smoking can limit the growth of so-called cannabis lounges or cafes in places that permit them, such as some cities in California, said Morgan Fox, a spokesman for the national cannabis industry. He said, I don't see it being something that starts proliferating heavily because public consumption is still illegal. Patrick Foss reporting.
An action plan released by the Trump administration says the government will increase scrutiny of e-commerce and recommends the major online companies take a variety of measures to address fraud. Reports in response to a presidential memorandum signed in April vowing to rein in what the administration calls a wild west of online trafficking in counterfeit goods. More at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. I happen to be Mike Etchard, and I happen to be sitting in Las Vegas. We are at the Consumer Electronics Show, and oh boy, my feet hurt. It is a gigantic event. This is not open to the public, but somehow about 150,000 people somehow managed to get in this place, and it's spread out all over Las Vegas. And it's kind of old home week. I get to see people that I still talk to, but I don't see very often, like the gentleman before me. He is a freelance tech and travel writer for CNET and the New York Times. He is none other than Jeff Morrison. Jeff,
So good to see you.
Good to see you in person.
You know, the last time I saw you was last year.
I think you're right.
At this event.
Yes.
We happen to be in a different part of the South Hall.
Yep.
But it is a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, you mentioned before we came on, this is your 20th CES.
Ugh, yep.
Say it loud, say it proud.
I started when I was 5.
Yes, you did. And I believe my first CES was 96. And I can't remember if I missed one. Mm. I might have missed one between there. So that, for me, is 34 years. 24 years. Sorry.
Yep.
Where's my math? Math challenge. And what do you remember about that first CES?
Well, the first thing that I remember is it's a bit of a rite of passage, I think, for anyone at CES, is that the hotel that I stayed in at the time no longer exists.
That's right.
It is.
Well, that could have been last year's hotel,
yeah,
too. You know,
yeah, that is Vegas for you.
Yes,
yeah.
It is Vegas for you.
But I was just thinking that walking around today, I think one of the biggest changes, at least in my tenure, which is obviously not short anymore. I mean, that's 20 years. That's
20 years. It's 20 years.
But 20 years ago, it was predominantly Japanese companies,
mm-hmm.
a few Korean companies,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe over across at the Hilton, there was like these tiny little booths of Chinese companies selling parts and stuff.
Right.
And now walking around, there's a handful of Japanese companies, but mm-hmm. the booths are a lot smaller.
Yes.
There are massive booths by Korean companies, two in particular, of course. But then huge booths, multiple huge booths from Chinese companies that
yes.
20 years ago either didn't exist or we'd never heard of.
Or they existed in China.
Right.
Companies that made products for their home market.
Like we've talked about TCL on the show before,
oh,
and
boy.
Their booth now is big, maybe bigger than Panasonic's booth.
Yes.
And Panasonic doesn't even sell TVs in the U.S. anymore.
Right. Stunning.
So, and then TCL is making excellent TVs in the U.S.
And they are very inexpensive.
Right.
Over the Christmas break, I went in and did a stroll. I was at Costco buying lobster, ironically. And so, as I want to do every time I go to Costco, I walk down the TV aisle.
Sure.
And I am just knocked out. Again, I was looking at a TCL TV, and I don't remember which series it is. 8's their top of the line, right?
I think so, yeah.
And then 6, is there a 7? I can't remember. Anyway, this might have been a 6 series or if there was a 5 series, but it was a perfectly wonderful looking 50-inch set, and it was like $279.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, it could have been the last year's model, but still.
But still.
$279. I mean, that's a month's worth of Starbucks.
I mean, 10 years ago, you couldn't have gotten any TV probably for that price. Certainly not a good TV for that price.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it is stunning. And I know TCL has some pretty great announcements at the show, actually. I haven't actually made it over to their booth to check them out, but it's...
I was actually at IFA in September, which is a trade show in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
There's some companies kind of use that as like a precursor to CES
sure.
to show off some stuff. And they had some mini LED stuff that they're now showing here.
Yes.
It's fascinating, kind of a next-gen type of product and technology that we'll probably see more of. But, like, man, who that's amazing that this is a company that we wouldn't have even heard of.
Exactly. 10 years.
Ago.
Yeah, certainly
yeah.
not. Exactly. Yeah. So TCL, Jeff, and it's mini LED or micro LED?
So those are two different things.
Yes, they are.
And so the current version of that, what you're seeing from TCL and what you'll see kind of in the near future, is mini LED, which is just small LEDs, smaller than what you would normally find on a television, and then there's a lot more of them. So the local dimming that kind of creates a very punchy looking image
mm-hmm.
can be a lot better, you know, brighter highlights, more detailed, not more detailed shadows, but like better shadow areas and so forth. And then the next generation, which we will eventually see, is micro LED, which they're starting to show as like prototype form, but they're, these are 100 inch, 200 inch, massive screens
right.
that they'll eventually shrink down, but not quite yet.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk also where that fits in the world of OLED, because that's another thing. So hold that note. Hey, we're coming back from CES Las Vegas 2020. It's Pop Tech Radio.
This show is brought to you by ERN, the Entertainment Radio Network. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
This is Popular Technology Radio. This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart. My good friend Jeff Morrison is hanging out with me here in the South Hall at CES 2020 in Las Vegas at the Convention Center. We started to dip our toe in televisions, Jeff, because you can't come to CES and not talk about TVs. You really can't. So, yep. Therefore, we shall.
Yes.
We were talking about TCL, a company we both respect and admire and like a lot. I love TCL stuff. It's fantastic.
They make a good TV.
Yeah. And it's really super cost effective.
Yeah. It's almost like they don't sponsor the show, but we're talking about it like they do. So let's talk about LG.
Let's talk about OLED first. Because
you can't talk about OLED without talking about LG.
You cannot, because...
You can't spell OLED without... an L anyway.
That's right. All right. OLED, of course, came out. Has it been 6 years?
Something like that.
It's been a long time. And it still is only an LG product.
Yeah, so that's a lot of confusion. So there's a number of companies that sell OLED televisions, Sony being another big name.
Mm-hmm.
But LG is the only one who's been able to figure out how to make one inexpensively and big. So, like, on phone sizes, that's different. Samsung makes OLED. A couple other companies make OLED. But in TV sizes, LG is the only name of the game.
Now, I find that surprising because, you know, we are in the golden age of manufacturing technology. And I find it surprising that obviously LG is a Korean company, that the Chinese manufacturers had not been able to pull that off themselves.
My guess is that LG owns a number of the patents. And the way
patents.
They do OLED is slightly different than you would expect. It's not red, green, and blue light-emitting materials. It's actually just like a blue-yellow mixture that they then put color filters on top of.
Oh.
Now, Samsung made an announcement last year that they were going to invest $10 billion in a new plant that would do OLED with quantum dots. And that's very interesting because that could be much brighter, much more efficient, much better, you know, colors and brightness and yada, yada, yada. And it allowed Samsung to kind of get into the OLED game, which they gave up on because they couldn't get it to work cost-effectively
right.
a number of years ago. That apparently has been postponed due to, like, a shake-up in the management or something. But we'll see. But I think that will be the kind of the next step, either Samsung doing it or maybe LG with doing quantum dots because it's a logical move for the technology.
Now, I thought I saw something online that I briefly saw that was the comparison of, I'm sorry, TCL has mini LED but is coming with micro LED.
I'm not sure if they're working on micro, but Sony and Samsung are working on micro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I understand correctly that the mini LED might be brighter than OLED? Is that...
Yes,
it
that's
is.
For sure. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of surprising because I thought OLED was...
Well, OLED has a great contrast ratio because
okay,
they can do an absolute black,
right.
but they're not as bright as like a regular LCD, LED
okay.
LCD. These
gotcha.
Days. Now, that's kind of a use case. Like if you watch a lot of TV during the day, then yeah, brighter TV would be better. If you watch mostly movies at night,
right.
a contrast ratio in the OLED would be better.
Sure, but if you're watching sports in a bright room...
Yeah, OLED's fine,
yeah.
but... An LED LCD would be better.
Yeah.
So what the both versions of this, but certainly the mini LED, is kind of saying is that, well, we can make the contrast ratio pretty much as good as OLED, so they claim,
yep.
but to be way brighter.
Mm.
And so that's their kind of where they're going with it. And potentially that could also be brighter or at least better looking than a traditional LED LCD.
Oh. Now, so since currently LG is the only true manufacturer of OLED in a large-scale screen, is that going to really hamper the... Because when OLED was introduced, however many years that was ago, it was thought to be the next thing that everybody's going to be.
Yeah.
But it seems like that's not the case now.
It's slowly kind of moving that way, because if you notice, all the high-end phones use OLED screens.
Right.
I mean, OLED is absolutely a better-looking image than LCD can create.
Sure.
But there's
still... small, though.
But on the small size, yeah. But with the TV size, part of it is just kind of getting it cost-effective. And LG was the only one who's able to figure that out, of how to make it cost effective. So it's not so much the picture quality aspect of why Samsung or any other company isn't doing it. It's that being able to do it profitably. And LG is the only one who could do that so far.
So far. But again, if only one company's doing it, they're not motivated to bring the price down to a lower...
True.
Yeah.
Although what's happening this year that's interesting is a number of additional companies, including kind of more mid- and lower-end companies, are coming out with OLED. Vizio's coming out with
okay.
OLED. Now, again, this is still all LG glass.
Yeah.
Done kind of slightly different. Let's, you know, maybe the electronics are different. You know, each company's going to do slightly different electronics or packaging. But that means that it's potentially going to drive the price down in general for OLED.
There you go. All right. I like the way that sounds. On that note, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We will be right back.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchard, hanging with Jeff Morrison from the New York Times and, of course, CNET. And we are talking about all kinds of things here at CES 2020 from the South Hall, the Las Vegas Convention Center. We've been talking about televisions and quality. And now, Jeff, we talked about, of course, whatever it was, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, going back even before then. Let's go back to the beginning. There was standard definition television.
Right.
Then we got high def, hallelujah, it was
right.
Awesome.
That's big improvement.
That's essentially 2K. Can we call that 2K?
Yeah, for the point of the conversation, sure, we could call it that.
Yeah, exactly. And then moving up, then we started seeing 4K sets.
Right.
And which makes sense. The bigger you go, the more pixels you have,
right.
The better
and
quality.
Smaller TVs, you don't really need the extra resolution, but at this point, pretty much every TV is going to be 4K, so
and it's
not
cheap.
A big deal.
And they shoot often in 4K movies, television, and then they downgrade it to, not downgrade, but then they convert it down to 2K to conventional high def.
Right, right. Or they shoot it in 8K and they bring it down to 4 and then down to HD and
so
forth.
But you want to obviously have your master quality is going to be the highest resolution you can in those great cameras that they use to shoot movies and television.
Right.
And then we saw 8K sets last year. We see more this year. There's no 8K content that I know.
And no one should buy an 8K TV right now, but eventually they'll be commonplace just like 4K. Is now.
And it's not expensive for them to put that in. It's not a technology that is dramatically expensive in adding to the cost of the TV.
Right. Adding more pixels is kind of the cheapest way to improve a TV.
Right.
It's not cheap, but it is cheaper than changing the type of material or
whatever.
The technology behind it.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind it.
All right.
Yeah. So now that we're all caught up on that.
That's right. So now I hear tell that we're going to be seeing perhaps 4K over the air because right now it's either
720p or 1080i.
That's
exactly.
Right. Thank you very much.
Right. So we still
phrases
have,
I don't use anymore.
Yeah.
It used to be so commonplace. There's two different flavors of what is considered high definition.
Right. So there was a number of years ago, there was a big transition, which I'm sure most people remember, that switched from old analog TV to HD, and the old TVs didn't work anymore, and there was a whole thing. But now most people probably don't remember that because they get their TV from cable or satellite, Netflix, Hulu, whatever.
But if you live in a metropolitan area and you can afford a $30 antenna, you can get free.
You get free, beautiful, free HD.
Right. Now, where I live, I can't get it. I'm going to guess
you
where
live
you live.
In the sticks.
Yeah, I live in the sticks.
I
you
can get
not.
It with a coat hanger. Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And it's fantastic because it's not just ABC, NBC, CBS. It's probably
PBS channels.
Right. Maybe almost 20 different channels.
There's a lot.
If you live in the right area.
Right. So the companies involved with that, they're still making money and they want to continue making money.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the broadcast channels are all getting together and they get with a bunch of other technology people. And they're launching this thing called ATSC 3.0.
ATSC 3.0.
So ATSC 1.0 was HD.
Mm-hmm.
It's Advanced Television Standards Committee.
It
actually came out way before. I mean, that's been around for a long time. But anyway, that was HD. And they were working on 2.0. And then they decided to just skip right to 3.0 because why not? And they rolled a bunch of the 2.0 stuff into 3.0. And they're now calling this next-gen TV.
Ah.
And what next-gen TV is, and you're going to start seeing the logo everywhere. You're going to start, here, I can show you the logo. That'll work out well on radio.
Yeah, sure. It does.
And The next gen TV is going to be free over the air 4K. That's kind of the short version of it.
Okay, which is awesome if you can get it wherever you live.
Yes, so they're changing a number of different aspects of the technology so that, in theory, you might have better reception inside, you might have better rejection of multipath, so if you're near tall buildings, it's not a guarantee,
right,
but it's possible. It's also going to be, it's an IP-based video format, so okay, it's going to be a lot easier to send it around your home.
Oh.
So one of the demos they have set up at the show here is an actual antenna on the roof of the convention center with an RF cable just, you know, coming from your antenna down into the box. And then this little box doesn't have an HDMI output like you would expect. It only has an IP cable output, Cat5.
Internet protocol, of course.
That goes into your router. And then anything in your house that's IP connected, whether it's your phone, your laptop, your, you know, a TV, of course, can watch over-the-air TV.
That's pretty slick.
And then there's going to be different aspects to it where, like, are you click on Channel 5 and you can see, okay, well, that's what's playing, but they have maybe like a three-minute video on the weather that just runs, and they're going to stream that from the local channel because that's on their website, but they know that you as a viewer are going to say, oh, maybe I want to watch a quick thing about the weather today while I'm watching my morning show. You can click that. It'll play, so forth.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And it'll be HDR as well, or be able to be HDR. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be different improvements for audio, so like no more loud blasting commercials. That's a thing of the past.
Yes.
I mean, it was supposed to be a thing of the past already. But
it seems like I've had that conversation many years ago.
But that's something else going to happen. There'll be built-in a way to boost voices.
Okay.
So, you know, if your TV doesn't do voices too well, or you don't do voices too well, you can boost those up so that it's not, you're not blasting the television. You can just only hear the voices and actually hear what's going on.
Now, some of the cable providers, so let's say Spectrum or DirecTV or whomever, they are offering some 4K content. Then they are offering perhaps some of these features. But again, this would be for free over-the-air TV, which is awesome.
Yeah.
On that note, I support free. I don't get it enough, but I do support it. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, Jeff Morrison. We're coming right back at you from CES 2020.
There, we'll be right back with more Popular Technology Radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Some companies, they're not showing actual product yet, but they are talking about doing tuners. So you could add an ATSC 3.0 tuner to your television. Nice. Or the way this really works is that if you add it to your house, because you'd be able to get it on whatever. One of the demos they had, for example, which I thought was very interesting, was they had the tuner, and then they had the cable going into the router, but then they had an Apple TV box set up, mm-hmm. and you just select the channel that you want to watch, channel 5, channel 7, whatever. You just select that like you would the Netflix channel or the Hulu channel. Right? You just like, it's a Netflix, yes. Hulu, channel 5, channel 7.
Oh, gotcha. So it would be an app.
Disney Plus.
Presumably.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. For your whatever network you want to tap, ABC, right. NBC, CBS.
Right.
Fascinating.
And how that's implemented might change. Maybe it's a specific broadcast TV app, and then you go in and you see your channels. That's still kind of probably up in the air. But it looked pretty seamless. I was actually quite impressed. I'm excited about that.
And again, I don't know that I can ever get it based on I live in a fairly rural area. But, you know, growing up in that area as a kid, we could see, it was kind of hard to see, but you got snowy versions of the channels.
Well, and that was the complaint about the original transition, is that you could get bad TV at the edge of the broadcast limit.
Yes.
But when you moved to digital, you either had it or you did not.
And that's right.
Yes. So in theory, you maybe could get it because it would extend it a little bit, maybe because of the way they're doing it, but no, who knows?
We'll see.
Yeah.
But for many people, that's going to be a heck of it. And again, it's free TV. And if
In theory, very good-looking TV, too.
Very good.
Better than what you would get on cable or satellite.
Right, exactly. Well, it's, you know, we are all, and you know, as I was going to start talking about that, ironically, you write for CNN, and I'm CNN has a really great six things that will dominate this year's show on their CNET website. And one of the things is services, talking about all the different services, and we've talked about that on the show over the last few months, which is, you know, we got Disney Plus coming online and Apple's new TV service and more coming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's turning into all of these services, and we all have to make decisions about what shows are important for us to watch.
Right.
And, you know, because they're all trying to get in our bank account, and they love that constant drip of money every month. And so, you know, if you've got a free TV option for some of the major channels, that saves you money.
Yeah,
if you can get it, that's fantastic. So I applaud that. I hope it's a
And because it is IP-based, I mean, the likelihood that a tuner box would also have probably a hard drive in it.
Yes.
So that you could record stuff, kind of going back to the TiVo days.
Yes, absolutely.
That seems like it would be a likely thing to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's all good stuff. And in a time when everybody's rolling out subscription services that cost money to hear something that might be free depending on where you live.
The non-free aspect of this would be that you would probably get targeted advertising, which you could then opt out of if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how the broadcasters and everyone are seen to be able to make money on it.
Right.
Because there's more money to be made in targeted ads versus just blanket.
Mm-hmm.
But they very clearly say you could opt out of that and just get, you know, whatever random ads kind of thing.
Wow. Well, I'm excited. I'm hoping I can get it.
Yeah.
Interesting, you know, you mentioned, and we mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, we've been coming to this event for both of us more than 20 years. You know, in the CNET article, they mentioned of the top six kind of trends, health and wellness.
Yeah.
I am knocked out, as I'm sure
Tons.
You are. Is this show is, like, taken over by health and wellness.
Yeah, what used to be, the Venetian used to have a lot of audio gear, like high-end audio stuff, and now there's basically no high-end audio gear anymore, and then the entire downstairs is now all this health and wellness stuff. It's great.
Yeah, it's really interesting and exciting, actually, to see all of the things that that are out there now and coming in terms of fitness and longevity and all that stuff, and how technology can assist you in that stuff. Are you yourself a user of any of the...
My phone reminds me twice a day to take my blood pressure medication.
Oh,
I guess
that's
extent of my...
Absolutely the same thing. Totally. Totally, totally, totally. And then the other thing mentioned, obviously, in the article is privacy and security. Are we finally going to see meaningful... Well, and of course, the CNET mentioned in the article that, you know, consumers are starting to wake up, but also so is the government.
Yes.
And I think that in 2020 we're going to have some meaningful legislation.
Well, one of the things that just came out, I believe it was a CNET thing today, was on how Ring, which is the video
the doorbell
people, there was some reports that they were kind of loose with who could see out your doorbell, and they finally responded to some senators' questions about that today, which I believe is on CNET. Speaking of which, to plug it, if you want to learn more about the ATSC 3.0 stuff we were talking about, if you just do a search for that,
you're coming up.
Coming up.
On.
But you can also add CNET to it.
All right.
That article will show up.
ATSC
3.0 or Next Gen TV. I think that'll also show up to you.
Check out Jeff Morrison. So do you think the government will get tough with some of the big internet companies?
The current?
Way
the government
like
is,
it.
Not so much. But who knows where we'll go in the future. But, I mean, this is something that's not going to get better.
And, no,
companies left to their own devices, which they have been for a number of years, obviously are going to want more data on each person as much as they can. So
We'll see. All right, on that note, we do need to take a quick commercial break. You happen to be listening to Popular Technology Radio from Las Vegas. We'll be right back.
This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. We'll be right back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off.
Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart and Jeff Morrison, he from the New York Times. And, of course, CNET, and we are hanging out at CES 2020 in Las Vegas at the South Hall from the Las Vegas Convention Center. I'm not having a good day with words, apparently. You know, Jeff, I wanted to kind of mention, you know, back in the turn of the last century, there was a big push by the government to break up monopolies at the time. And we're getting to a point now where I'm going to guess, and I don't really know officially, but I'm going to guess that between Google and Facebook and Amazon, those three companies control a heck of a lot more space than some of those other companies that were broken apart about 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think that the government, whether it's this administration or the next, but the government at some point will step in to break up these, let's call them the big three, Google, Amazon?
It's interesting. I mean, it's hard to imagine that such a thing would happen, Facebook. But at the same time, it's hard to imagine that it wouldn't. I mean, certainly, like you said, the current pro-business mentality throughout the government is not going to lead to them breaking up any corporation like that.
Right.
But there is, I think, the push to do so might get louder as these companies branch out into more and more things. I could see that being possible. I mean, I think if you went back 50, 60 years and said, oh, well, they're going to break up Ma Bell, people would have laughed at you.
Yeah.
And then also maybe when they were doing it, that you would say 20 years later, they'd all be back into like three companies again.
That's
anyway.
Right. That's exactly
which would also be pretty funny. Now I have the jingle from New England Telephone stuck in my head that I heard as a kid on all the advertisements. We're the one for you in New England, Telephone.
I wonder, though, you know, something happened, I think it was yesterday, maybe it was Monday, you might have seen it, Sonos, you know, a company based here in Southern California. I'm not in Southern California at the moment, but I live in Southern California, as we do. Sonos, a great company, makes great products, and they're suing Google.
Yeah, for potentially or stealing their IP.
Their intellectual property, exactly. And they got into bed with Google to support Google Music.
Right.
And this was, as they, I think, admit in the lawsuit, they basically said, hey, you know, we naively sent over the details of our speakers, because Google didn't make speakers.
Yeah.
Until they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so, you know, it'll be interesting. That's going to be a big one to watch, I think, because did Google muscle in on and Amazon in the same way? Did they muscle in on basically what Sonos created?
Yeah.
Kind of seems like it.
Who knows? Is it one of those things where, well, no, we developed our own thing, it just looks the same?
Or it really just happened at the same time we saw yours, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We saw the plans of yours?
Yeah.
Well, that's, but I, you know, I, in that space, you know, again, these are big companies, Google, yeah, Facebook, and Amazon, and super powerful companies.
But then also small teams or smaller teams that work on some of this stuff. So is it possible that someone, I'm going to sound like I'm defending them. I'm not. I'm just, sure, I'm trying to play devil's advocate that say they said, oh, okay, well, your guys are doing this. Well, we could also do that. We're going to do it this way. But, you know, obviously, if we're making a home speaker that it connects to the internet, there's going to be similarities to Sonos's, yes, home speaker that connects to the internet.
Right.
Well, not internet, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
So I'm glad Sonos is doing it, because I think it is important to hold their feet to the candle, so to speak, mm-hmm, of these big companies, yeah, so that they're not able to just run roughshod over everything, which kind of ties in what you were saying about the government. The government is the only thing that can really push back against companies this size, mm-hmm, to make sure they're not becoming these all-powerful entities. There has to be checks and balances for everything. You know, I'm sure someone's going to accuse me of being anti-business saying something like that, but it's more of just like, well, no, there's like the pendulum swings.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have these three companies that are massively powerful. Should they be broken up? I don't know. But the only thing that could would be the government.
Yes, yes.
So there's got to be play either way.
And periodically, leaders of those three companies kind of come before Congress or the Senate, and they ask questions, and they're oftentimes unsatisfied with the responses they get from these big companies.
This is true.
And I'm wondering if at some point...
Which is also important to do.
Yes, it is, of course. Yeah. So will their unsatisfaction with some of the responses they get,
yeah,
and lack of action kind of force their hand to do that? You know,
right.
Again, it's a pendulum situation. But I think you could certainly make the case that if Standard Oil was going to be broken up in whatever that was, 1915 or 19, whatever that was. So I should look it up on the break to see when it was. I think Standard Oil was broken up. I'm not entirely sure that it was.
Let's go with AT&T, because they definitely
were.
Sure,
that's right, exactly. Right. They absolutely.
And look
were.
What happened. Well, let's use that as an example, because that was a technology company, is that you had to rent your one phone,
yes,
from the phone company, and then you break them all up, and look at the innovation that happens.
Yes.
So I don't know what might happen if you would break up a Google,
yeah,
or a Facebook or anything else, but it's not to say that, oh, it's going to be a bad thing. It,
yeah,
maybe it's a good thing.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
No one
absolutely
does,
yeah,
which is probably a good reason maybe to do it or not to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it is it's possible something like that might be inevitable given how powerful these things are, and one thing power hates is more power, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, I am struck by, and again, as we talked about, I live in a semi-rural area, and, you know, it's hard when you live not near a, call it a Target or, you know, mm-hmm, whatever. It's so easy to fall back on Amazon.
Right.
And I love Amazon, but I'm also trying to not empower Amazon any more than I already do.
Yeah, and I've thought of that too, where, I mean, I'm more of the lazy side, where, like, I'll just order it, it'll show up whenever. But then I recently found a gaming store near me. It's called Fire and Dice, and they sell board games and stuff. And there was a number of things where I had friends that we were going to play some board games when they were over. And I'm like, I'm going to go over there. And I made it a point to, like,
yeah, yeah,
that's something I
support
could walk
your local
to.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
right.
And, like, I'm going to support this local company,
yeah,
that's like, wow, that's a neat little business you got there. It's unique to the area.
Yeah.
I'll throw a couple bucks your way,
nice,
and take a slight inconvenience on my part for not getting the exact thing,
yeah,
I wanted when I wanted it. I could just, like, oh, that'll do, and I'll do that from you guys. And
I'm seeing that in the town I live in as well. You know, kind of people wanting to support the local business, which,
yeah,
is great. All right, on that note, we're taking a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio from CES. We're coming right back.
This show is brought to you by ERN, the Entertainment Radio Network. Check it out at ernlive.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Joy. What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Big deals that are kind of a big deal.
That is, if you consider saving over $30 a big deal.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big deal.
Well, right now at Staples, a case of True Red Color printer paper is only $28.99. You save $31.
That's a crazy big deal.
See? I told you. All your office essentials at small prices every day, which is huge if you think about it.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only ends 125.20. Valid on SKU 513096.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, we're back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchar, Jeff Morrison from the New York Times and CNET is hanging out with me here in Las Vegas. Another thing that's kind of on the lips of people here. Now, don't forget, there is something called the Mobile World Congress that happens in Barcelona, Spain in February.
Not a bad spot.
I think I'd rather be there than Vegas. Yes, I would.
Okay. I definitely would rather be there than Vegas.
I don't even
really
need to think about it. I'm quite sure.
No. Beaches and tapas? Are you kidding
me? Yeah.
Instead of the desert? And
where do I sign up? But anyway, that is the big mobile event. There's certainly a mobile presence here. But apparently, there is a 5G network here in Vegas. So we're heading into, I think AT&T just launched it. Well, they're calling it a low-band 5G network in Vegas. But are you excited about 5G? I'm not. And
well,
maybe
should
I
we back
should
up
be.
Slightly to explain 5G versus your phone now generally is going to have 4G, so which is a
LTE,
which is a high speed internet over your phone, mm-hmm. so you can stream video and stuff, upgraded from 3G, which is yada yada yada. So anyway, 5G is a big step up in speed,
huge
in theory. It could open up a number of different things because not only could you have this higher speed, but then there's more bandwidth available, more people could stream video all on the same network at the same time, that kind of stuff. So it's interesting, and there's people on both sides, one side saying, oh, no, this is terrible, and then the other side saying, oh, my God, this is going to be the next thing.
They want it to be the next thing, they being the carriers.
And the companies, of course, they want to sell you a new phone and so forth because your old phone's not going to be able to do it.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned phones because it doesn't seem like it's been that long, you know, when there were lines around the block when a new iPhone would be introduced. And I was moderately interested in the next new phone.
Right.
I'm not anymore at all interested. I just don't care that much. And I don't know if that's typical, you know, because it's easy to have sort of new tech fatigue. You know,
it could be.
Just kind of go, and I kind of feel like 5G is kind of part of the malaise, shall we say, of just in general the new Android or the new iPhone that comes out every year. And it's, yes, it's incrementally better, but is it worth going and getting? It's not.
Well, incremental is the I think the big thing there, where it is kind of, there's very few things that could come out that would be, oh, this is the next revolution.
Yes.
Whereas those first few years, it really look at
every
that.
Every year was
this.
Remarkably better and cooler.
And now there is going to be, anyone who's even remotely internet savvy about this stuff is going to be like, oh, yeah, well, that new iPhone has that, but, you know, the Pixel had that last year.
Sure.
Or they had this thing. And so there's less of that wow, oh, my God, factor.
Yeah.
But with the 5G, and like, do you necessarily care that your internet is that much faster on your phone? I don't think most people are thinking, oh, my phone is so slow most of the time.
No.
So, you know, it's not like you're going to stream that much better video. You can kind of already stream video, and it's fine. And so it could be an improvement. There's some discussion that, you know, maybe you're not going to get 5G walking around the city, but it might make how your 4G works a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So you might just get a little bit better of what the speeds you have now.
Well, you know, ironically, ultimately, the thing I want is for to have better coverage for my telephone.
Right. So that's possible that might be
exactly
something that come in. But there's also other stuff like connecting things with high bandwidth requirements that might be more possible now with 5G that you couldn't really do with 4G. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that they were talking about, which I need to look into more, one of my colleagues was telling me about, of just having like more connected farm equipment. And it's like an automated combine harvester, something kind of going out in the fields and doing its thing, but relaying all of this additional data back. So you can, this part of the field, I should do this here and this, and I don't know, you're the farmer. I don't know.
No,
I'm making stuff up.
You know, it's interesting. It's funny because I'm going to a farm trade show in February.
Nice.
You know, and it's there's a lot of riderless tractors.
Yeah, I bet.
And you know,
one of my favorite YouTubers has this guy's Harry Metcalf. He founded Evo Car Magazine, which is this amazing car magazine. And he does a YouTube channel where he kind of reviews old and new cars. And he's very affable. He's just like this, you know, kindly British gent. But he's a farmer. His real job is a farmer. So he started a secondary channel because he featured one of his tractors in one of the episodes, and he was like, everyone went crazy for it. So we did a whole separate channel on the farm. Stuff.
Oh, neat.
And one of the things he showed is how his all GPS, and he's in it, but he doesn't need to drive it. He's just sitting in it, and it just does its thing. I'm like, man, that's a good gig.
Yeah.
I know there's more to it.
There's more to it, absolutely.
But why not make it automated?
Right. And if 5G is going to improve something like that or the possibilities, then I applaud it. So on that note, Jeff, quickly, where can folks find you if they want to find your great writings?
CNET, for sure.
Yep.
And I post a lot of cool photos to Instagram.
Awesome.
It's not pictures of food and stuff. It's like I spend about 6 months of the year traveling, so I usually do a lot of travel photos, and that's, you can either look it up under my name or Inveterate Adventurer, if you want to spell
that. There you go. And that's why you're my hero, because you travel a lot. And on that note, folks, thanks for listening. And don't forget, we have podcast checks out wherever you get your podcasts. And a big thanks to Radio America. They transmit us out to all the wonderful terrestrial stations that carry us. So on that note, thanks for listening in, folks. Have a great week. We will see you next time on PopTech Radio.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Always Amazon and other fine retailers.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.